I've already sworn in 400 deputies.
Do you want to bankrupt this administration?
But I'm getting them for only $12 a night.
$12 for those romantic uncles of yours? Out there shooting up everybody they can see for the fun of it?
But, Fred...
Pete, you're through. Now, don't appeal to my sentimental side.
I don't know what to say, Fred. A thing of this kind almost ruins a man's faith in human nature.
Pete!
With our families, Fred. I've always looked on Bessie as my own sister.
If there was any way out.
But there is a way out. Now just give me a couple hours, will you? Hello. 400 heifers? Nothing doing. This is a manhunt, not a banquet. That $12 covers everything. That gives you an idea what I'm up against.
We're up against a lot more than that with that nutty slogan you invented. Reform the Reds with a rope. There ain't any Reds, and you knew it.
Why go into that now, Fred?
The slogan I had was all we needed to win. Keep King George out of our city.
Sheriff Hartman in there.
It's for me. I'm Sheriff Hartman. You looking for me?
You certainly are a hard man to find.
Huh?
I've been...
What do you want?
I'm a messenger at the State House. This is from the governor.
What's from the governor?
The reprieve for Earl Williams.
For whom?
Earl Williams, the reprieve.
And the governor gave me his word of honor that he wouldn't interfere 2 days ago.
And you fell for it. Pete, it frightens me what I'd like to do to you.
Isn't he? He's gone.
Was there anybody here for me, Wooden Shoes?
No, Mr. Johnson.
That double-crossing louse?
Now, it's all right. Don't worry. We just want to ask you a couple of questions.
The trouble is nobody's using the right psychology of...
You got $260?
No, sir. But I got a way of making it. And more. Searche la femme.
What?
Who is it that's been defending Williams? Hanging around here.
Oh, I ain't got time for that trip. I gotta get $260 in the next 5 minutes.
It'll take longer than 5 minutes to get it. I know where Williams is.
Sure, he's out getting his head blown off with a rifle squad, but they don't get me my dough.
He's with that girl, Molly Malloy. That's where...
Ah, shut up!
Remember, you never delivered this. You got caught in the traffic or something. Now, don't let anybody see you.
Yeah, but how am I going to know? Come and see me at my office tomorrow. What's your name? Pincus. All right, Mr. Pincus. All you got to do is to lay low and keep your mouth shut. Here. You go to this address. It's a nice, homey little place, and...
You can get anything you want.
Tell them Fred sent you.
Can you imagine Wooden Shoes? This time tomorrow, I'd have been a gentleman. I'll ask Louie if you got the dough.
Huh? She sent him a lot of roses, didn't she?
Yeah. Stick your roses. Come on, Louie. Give me the dough. I'm in a hurry.
I'll bet you I'm right.
Oh, you... No, not you.
Hey, what are you talking about?
Then Waller sent you over here?
Sure. In case you need any help. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the $260.
What the $260?
The money I spent on the story. Waller promised to send somebody over here, but I can't wait, so...
So what?
You always got a lot of dough on you, Louie.
Oh. So you want from me, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. That's a lot of money, you know what I mean?
Listen, Louie, my whole future's dependent on this. My girl's waiting at the train. We're going to New York tonight. I've only got 15 minutes. If you promise to give me this, Louie, I swear that
I'll... Look. Walter's going to give it to me, the works, Hildy, if I help you turn out on him.
No, he knows I'm going. He gave me permission. I just did him a swell favor and we're pals again.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do with you. I'm going to take the chance.
Oh, that's the stuff. I'll write you a note. You can give it to Walter and get the dough. You're a white man, Louie.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you $150 for the debt.
Hey, wait a minute. That's taking advantage.
Well, it's the best of what I can do.
I lose almost $100 that way.
That's 110 you lose.
Say, Louie, give me 200, will you?
150.
All right. Give me the dough.
Hey, look. What he says on there?
Read it, you mug.
Oh, sure, that's all right. Well, goodbye and good luck.
I'm going to look you up in New York if there's anything wrong with this. You know what I mean?
Ten, twenty, thirty, forty, ten, twenty, thirty, thirty-five, ten, twenty, thirty, forty, ten.
No,
any way I get out of this place.
They're after me. With searchlight.
Put down that gun.
It ain't loaded. I fired all the bullets already. I surrender. I couldn't hang on that roof any longer. I ain't afraid to die. I was telling the man that when he handed me the gun. Waking me up in the middle of the night. Talking to me about things he don't understand. Calling me a Bolshevik. I'm an anarchist. It's got nothing to do with bombs. It's the philosophy that guarantees every man's freedom. And all those poor people being crushed by the system. And the boys that were killed in the war. And in the slums, all of those slaves to a crust of bread. I've done my best.
Give me water, Burns, quick. Right. Hello. Oh, hello, Peggy. Listen, have a heart. Something terrific has happened. Hold the line a minute, will you, dear? Hello, Walter. Hildy, come over here right away. Yeah, wait a minute. Listen, Peggy, dear. Oh, please, don't start to bawl me out now in a terrible jam. Hold the line, dear. Walter, get this. I can only say this once. I just captured Earl Williams. Yeah, here in the press room. What? Honest, come over here right away. I need you. Now, listen, dear. Please, don't start to cry out. I can't tell you. Get this. I just captured Earl Williams, the murderer. Yeah. Please don't tell anybody. Well, I know, honey, but I can't. Listen, well, don't you realize, honey? Please, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened in my life. Dear, listen, honey, please. But...
Now, wait a minute, Molly.
They got him surrounded someplace. Gonna shoot him like a dog.
Get out of here, Molly. If you're smart, you'll get out of here. They're looking for you, too.
Tell me where they've gone. I ain't afraid of them, the yellow murderers.
Lincoln, Lincoln, him first.
Oh.
No, sir.
Shh. Who is it?
Me. I got a clue.
You're right with you, wouldn't you?
Get back in there.
What is it? Double cross.
I'm trying to save him.
This is very important.
Scott.
Keep him quiet and I'll get rid of him.
Hello, Wooden Shoes.
Thank you for the roses, Molly.
How'd you get here?
I came down the main pipe. I didn't mean to shoot him. I don't know what happened.
But you can't stay here. They'll get you.
I don't care anymore.
You gotta hide. Rat.
No, don't do anything. I'm ready to go. I don't care. It's better to die for a cause than the way most people die, for no reason.
Why, you won't die. They'll never get you.
I ain't important. It's humanity that's important. Like I told you, Molly, humanity is a wonderful thing.
No, it ain't. They're just dirty murderers. Look what they've done to you. And to me.
That's because they don't know any better.
You're too good for them, that's why.
You're good, too.
Me?
Yeah. I think you're wonderful. I made out a statement today and left it with the warden so that when I was dead, people would understand what I meant. There was a lot about you in it. I said, you were the most beautiful character I ever met.
Yeah?
So this is the time for you to print my theory of crime prevention.
Okay, you run along and write it out for me. And hurry up, will you?